It's Weekend Edition Sunday here on Public Radio, WVTF. Time once again for our weekly visit from Andrea Mattioni Willis, our WVTF veggie chef. And I see a stranger in the room.
I snuck him in.
Okay. Tell us what's going on here.
We have Doug Robison with us today. Doug and his wife, Evie, opened their restaurant, Wildflower, on 4th Street in Old Southwest Roanoke over 20 years ago. Fortunately for me and a lot of people, they serve a variety of vegetarian dishes at their eatery and even shared a recipe for one of their popular sandwiches with us last year.
Oh, well, I remember that.
Yes, the dragon's tooth. It's an eggplant sandwich. Now, we're lucky enough to get the recipe to my favorite soup they serve, which is the mushroom bisque. So, thanks for being with us today, Doug.
Well, you're very welcome. It's nice to be here again.
And so, I am holding my breath here. Tell me what is in this soup that I love.
Well, you know, this is a pretty basic soup, so I'm really glad that you like it. And a lot of times, simple things are really, really good. So, I think this is a simple soup. It's a couple steps putting it together. We saute finely diced onions and celery, and then we add when they get to be about the right color, and that's up to anybody's preference. We add our sliced mushrooms to that, and then we cook that for a little while, and then deglaze it with the white wine, or you can use sherry. I prefer sherry, but at the restaurant we just use white wine. It's like a Chardonnay. You know, when I say deglaze, just add the wine in, stir the bottom of the pot. There's not a lot of crust in the bottom of the pot because there's no meat in this, but still, it's a nice step to take. And then we add the our vegetable stock to that, our liquid vegetable stock, and soy sauce. And we bring that whole mixture to a low simmer. In the meantime, you can start or you can begin at that time to make a roux in a separate pot. And that's you melt butter until it's fully melted, add flour to that, stir it in, and cook it. We cook it till it's a golden brown, just constantly stirring. And then at that point, you can add, we use 2% milk.
Not cream. I would have assumed.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, it's one of those things, it's a personal preference. The soup's pretty rich already with the butter in it for the roux. And mushrooms are rich, too, I think.
They are.
You know, and you could even go skim milk if you wanted it less rich, or you could go cream to really, really.
That's a neat option.
Yeah. So it's your choice on that. And again, you make the roux, and you add the milk. You stir the milk in slowly, so it brings it up to temperature slowly, and it doesn't fall apart. And you get it to a nice consistency of thickness that you like. You could add more or less milk, depending on how thick you like it. And then after you've done that, then you take your mixture of vegetables that you've cooked, the mushrooms and the celery and the onions, and you add all of that to your roux.
Okay.
And again, you stir that in slowly. You add a little bit at a time, stir it in slowly until that's all brought in, and you bring that to a real low simmer. I mean, hardly a simmer because you don't want to scorch the milk. You're really just heating it up at that point and cooking a little more to thicken it and get everything to blend and integrate well. And basically, at that point, you just add your final seasonings. And in the recipe that you'll see online, we use paprika, spike, which is a herb-salt combination, and then a little bit of nutmeg.
There was the one I don't think I could identify.
and again, that's a minor amount. You can adjust that to your own personal preference. And that's the recipe.
Well, that is wonderful. It is much less complicated than I assumed. And thank you for mentioning also that it is going to be on our website, WVTF.org. And if anybody has any questions about this or any other recipes, they can email me at WVTFveggie@gmail.com. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me again, Andrea. I appreciate it.
No problem.